boy from the north.
And your boy from the NorCal.
You gotta give yourself a name, bro.
LJ3K.
Is that gonna be you?
Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou? You know what? As funny as it is, I think it's catchy.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanna stick with Uncle Lou?
We'll do that for a little bit.
What up, everybody? It's your boy from the north.
And your boy, Uncle Lou.
We out here driving home. We had a great night tonight. Beards and brews. Damn, you can tell how many brews we had.
Yeah.
We had a fun night tonight. We bid farewell to one of our own who works with us, moving on to a new journey, leaving our workplace. But it was cool. We celebrated him and his accomplishments. And it was actually at a really cool spot called Drake's Dealership. They had different types of beer at this venue.
Oaktown.
Yep, it definitely was in Oaktown. Uncle Lou, tell us a little bit about what you had.
So if you don't know, I have what they call celiac disease, which means I can't have any gluten, which comes from wheat. So I had some cider. Now normally I like to have liquor. I'll take a nice old fashioned or a Moscow Mule. Something with whiskey in it.
All right.
Something with whiskey usually. But they had beer, cider, and wine, so I stuck with cider. Cider I had was called a dry apple. I guess it'd be close to a, what's that orchard one? Angry Orchard. Maybe like an Angry Orchard, yeah.
Uncle Lou and I actually both had the dry apple cider. I actually enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad. It was super smooth. I think it wasn't too strong with the alcohol content either.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. I mean, I think for the, it's pretty high actually, the alcohol content.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was pretty high. Yeah, it's like a 5 or something like that. For a cider, it's pretty high.
That's why I feel really high. No, I'm kidding.
I know, right? Yeah.
What else did I try? I had one of my colleagues also buy me something called a Nitro Brew. I think that had about 4.6% alcohol in it. Really cool if you guys are at Drake's Dealership in Oakland, check that out as well. We had the dry apple cider, I had the Nitro Brew beer as well. Check them out, they tasted pretty good. If you're a fan of coffee, think about coffee and beer coming together, creating a Nitro Brew. I know it probably sounds disgusting as you guys are listening to it, but you know, it didn't taste too bad.
So, question. Life question.
Live question. All right, here we go.
Relationships.
Man.
Do you love them or do you hate them? that was from a movie, I think.
What movie?
I forget, but I said that. Oh, no, I think it was Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx was doing a freestyle. He did a comedy show in Oakland.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, relationships. Do you love them or do you hate them? He was like, I hate them.
I hate them.
Yeah, but it was really good. Check it out. Just thinking about relationships.
What kind of relationships? Louise, like just friends, family, talking about a little bit of, you know, a little bit of
all of the above, man, but mainly of the love kind.
All right.
Of the love kind.
We're about to slow it down.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like one of those things where I think everybody's always afraid to fail. Put your heart into something and you think the other person is ready for that too, or sometimes you're the person that's afraid to jump in and then you feel like you're gonna hurt that other person. What are your thoughts?
I know where you're coming from, like, but I think what you gotta understand is that when you put your heart into something, you know, you're the type of person, I'm the type of person, and I hope our listeners are too. Like, if you're going into a relationship, you're going into a job, you're going into something in life that you want to pursue, like, you're hopefully going to be putting in either your 100% at the minimum, and maybe if not more than that. I think that if you're going to half-ass a relationship or a job, or no matter what it be, if you're not going to put in your best foot forward, there's no point of you even trying, because you know that it's not going to succeed. So I think it's a matter of, you know, young kids say nowadays, you shoot your shot, right? I really believe that, you know, so to some extent, like, you put your best foot forward. If the partner or the person in the relationship didn't reciprocate that on their end, I think it's their, it might be, you know, it's their loss. Either they're not, they might not be ready. It might not be their time. But I say, you know what, like, life's all about the experiences. Would you say, Uncle Lou?
I would say that. Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about. I think, more than anything, timing is the key. Timing is a big factor. Even if someone's not completely ready, if the timing's right, they're gonna try. If the timing isn't right, they're not gonna try it and they're gonna back out.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
You know, timing's so important. Like, you can't push someone to move into things too quickly. At the same time, they can't push you either. I think timing is definitely very key.
Yeah.
But I say shoot your shot, Louis.
Shoot your shot.
New Year's about to come up here, 2019.
I know.
What are you got some New Year's resolutions, Louis? What you got planned for the New Year?
I want to run a minimum 10K.
Okay.
In March. By March.
God dang, I don't even think I've ever ran 10K in my life, bro. Jeez.
So, actually, you were telling me a story about in Canada, the beep test. What's the beep test?
All right, so for any of my Canadian listeners out there, I mean, maybe American listeners too, we have something called the beep test.
Which I've never heard of.
In PE. So in our PE class, there'd be this beep test where you would have to make it to the other side of the gym before the second beep would play.
Beep.
Yeah, so it'll be like beep, and then you run to the other side. All right, you know, the first one you could walk there. All right, cool. Then it'll beep faster and faster as time goes on, and like it's literally like it's the battle of the fittest. Like, I'd make it to like maybe like seven beeps by the time I was like dead tired, and then there were some colleagues that I had who would make it to like 13, 14, 15, 16 beeps. And I'd be like, I ain't cut out for this shit, man. So, but I mean, 10K, Louise, that's impressive, man. I mean, similar to you, you know, I'm trying to get on that healthy grind.
Yeah. Well, we got to go to the gym together, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
At least if you start now, you can catch up to me pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think you got two packs compared to my zero, so I'm catching up. So for those of you listening, peep our Instagram stories, follow our success. See where we're at in our fitness journeys.
Yeah, man.
This has been cool though. This is our first podcast.
Yeah.
We actually shoot this on the road.
We're gonna test this out. Yeah, the idea is we got like a mobile system here, so that way we can record anywhere. So if the mood strikes, we got the right group of people.
Heck yeah.
We can record. This podcast isn't about any one person. It's about the lifestyle and the culture that men have, the camaraderie, the brothership, the fellowship that men have.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the conversations that usually come up when you're having a drink with your friends.
Totally.
And that's not to say that we won't have a woman on. If we've got like a really close friend that has a good, interesting perspective, we will gladly have them on.
Hey, same with our female listeners. Shout out to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all want to listen in, definitely. This isn't just limited to our male listeners. It's definitely going to be a male-heavy content show, but we want you guys we want all y'all to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up on our Twitter, tweet at us. You can reach us on our Instagram as well, at Beards and Brews.
BEARDZNBREWZ.
You got it. Gotta get that Z in there, you know. Yeah. We from the north would say Zed.
There you go. Yeah, I've always wondered about that with you. Do you say Zed?
So when I moved out here a couple years ago, in 2016, like I said Zed quite a bit. But as of late, I've been pretty good. I think we'll have a completely different episode about how much shit I get for the different Canadian things I bring to the table.
Grade 8.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, grade 8 rather than 8th grade. Oh, listeners, you guys are in for a treat if I were ever to do that Canadian podcast. But it looks like we're pulling up to our destination here. Thank you guys for tuning in with us on this first episode. Many more to come, hopefully.
Yep.
And it's going to be the start of something new. I'm really excited. This is your boy from the north, signing off with
Uncle Lou,
the
Beards and
Brews.